Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Like, guess what? You were like, yeah. What? And I'll be like, I think City's gonna win the league.
Yeah. He's like, oh,
it's just the whole training ground. For
exactly like that. They don't value them, so they're never gonna be up there when that's how they're treating them. At least the likes of Arsenal, all their games at the Emirates, and they're pretty much selling them out.
Yeah.
That is a club that's got ambition.
Hi guys, welcome back. We've decided today to actually speak a little bit about football. So yeah,
what? Which is hard for you two because you know nothing about football.
Yeah, that means we actually have to look into it now.
Which is why we invited you on. Take it away.
Okay. I'm going to go to all the games this season. I'm taking in all the championship fixtures. I'm going to vlog them
please
as well.
Do. Please
because
do.
The appetite for the championship is there.
No, honestly, I think this will be the most exciting year. I know we have to big it up and then Rusha actually brings me back down to reality and says this and this. But I do think it will be good. I think it will be competitive and hopefully like more fans. I don't think people get how big Southampton Portsmouth is as like a rivalry.
That's a big game.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what do you mean? And I'm like Villa Blues. It's like a big, because obviously they're not from the South Coast.
Oh, okay.
And I am.
Yeah.
Down in the rolling countryside hills. And we get real aggressive down really nasty stuff. But that'll be like a big turnout. And then obviously you've got like Newcastle.
Yeah. Be interesting to see what they're like too.
I just think it'll be good. So bring attention to it.
Absolutely.
People don't really follow us much.
Newcastle's first game of the season now is against you lot.
Yeah, London
but
City.
For their first game in the championship, it's and bearing in mind they have a lot of fans, don't they? Newcastle fan base.
I think there'll be big turnouts there.
I think it's our home
game.
They
signed Demi Stokes.
They're chasing Nikita Paris. They're trying to get Nikita Paris
really?
On board too.
Interesting.
Yeah, they've signed a few players, so it'll be interesting to see what they're like.
Are Forest in the championship?
No, they're pushing for promotion.
See, it's all the big clubs now are like finally realised that women's football might be a good idea.
Yeah.
10 years later, we've been telling them.
Yeah.
We've been telling them.
No, it'll definitely be an interesting season ahead.
It will be. I'm excited. And what are your personal goals for the season?
Ooh, personal goals. Okay. Hopefully try and stay fit and healthy.
Yeah. I've got every faith in you.
Managed old Achilles well. There's a lot of competition in the team.
Yeah.
There's no one guaranteed a game. I actually think we've got about 8 or 9 midfielders in right now.
And the squads in the league, they're all massive. Like every team has like a big squad. And I think it's just...
I think we'll be looking at maybe a couple more signings in. So it's just, but you know what it's like when the season starts? There will be injuries, suspensions, whatever. But for
just
the first few weeks,
ready.
There's going to be people in the stands. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. That is actually, in women's football, that's like, what?
So it kind of shows you right now, you'll need to be on it in training. It's kind of one-off day in training and you might put you on the bench or in the stands. So it's going to be really competitive. But looking forward to it. It's nice, what I've said though, it's nice actually going to training. And enjoying it.
Yeah.
Last season.
And like the level of training and everything.
I feel she's a happier person.
Yeah, do you?
For this level of training or knowing that you have to push yourself or knowing that.
That's what you want at the end of the day. Being comfortable.
Intense kind of thing.
Yeah.
Camping.
Intense.
You know, but no, you are, I would say you're definitely happier when it's harder.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Hey. What are you looking at? What are you saying?
Yeah, no, exactly the same. Yeah. It could be a stands situation, like there's enough players, good players. The young players are like frightening, like they could be really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you're just kind of looking at yourself and you're like, thank God I had my football career when I did.
Yeah.
Because these kids are just full-time professionals.
Yeah, but we didn't have that then.
No,
it wasn't a thing, so
because Beck said that to me the other day. Don't put yourself down. If you had what we had, you would have been a good player. And I was like, yeah, maybe you, but I wouldn't have been asked, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so I think it's going to be competitive. I can't call anything this year.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be, yeah. I don't know who's going to win it, what the table's going to look like. It's very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, that's the thing with both of those clubs. The ambition is promotion.
Yeah, it's big.
So, I mean,
it's big.
It's just, and there's probably a couple of other clubs you can put in that.
And then there's always a wild card
that would just, yeah, it's always. Investment and it's at it. But Birmingham's a massive club.
It has been massive. Even yesterday, we were on the way back from a friendly and we're being like stopped in the services. And there was a guy from Australia and he was like, I was actually born in Birmingham, so I'm a Blues fan. Like, there's a club. We get up at like 3 a.m. and get together and watch the game. Jeez. And I'm like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
But he was telling me all about the takeover, but all about the women's like team, mm-hmm. what they've done with that. And I'm like, oh. And obviously it's just, yeah, people are actually buying into it now. And the ambition from the clubs is just crazy.
Yeah. No, but it's good. It's the way the game should be going. So it's positive to see. Anyway, on that, WSL starts back. When's that? That's mid-September.
Let's talk about WSL. Because that is...
So who's winning the league? Let's just go for it.
So...
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I was lying in bed thinking about this last night.
That's weird.
This is the kind of things I do in my free time. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was like, too. I think it might be City because mm-hmm. I think they came so
close.
How
is your sex life going?
So I say, can I get those copy blasters for Jim? Okay. I think City, to be honest, because...
Sorry.
This is our sex life. This is what we talk about.
I can imagine,
I've got images like your mouth in 4 City kit.
Keep the shin pads on. I'll like roll over and I'll be like, guess what? And he'll be like, what? And I'll be like, I think City's going to win the league.
Yeah. He's like, oh.
And he'll be like, tell me more. And I'll be, he'll be like,
he'd
why?
He'd start crying about that. He'd be like, no! You know my team.
Yeah.
Does he sound like that?
I don't know, you know. I don't know. I'm like, I'm trying to have some fun here.
Mm-hmm. So City, sorry, gonna yeah. City are going to win.
I'm going to go with Chelsea. I think Chelsea, they've brought in a few signings.
But it's the manager. Does that
I
take
know,
some time?
But yes, it does. Mm. But I think just with the level that she's been at too, and it's not as though Emma...
Get ready to turn that idea of yours into a successful side hustle without sacrificing time for the other things in your life. No matter your field, Wix's chat-based AI can help you get your website up and running in minutes so you can start achieving your goals. And don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Who does, right? AI-powered campaigns, SEO, market insights. We're always there for you. From launching your part-time passion to growing it into your full-time career. Head over to Wix.com and start creating today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
He's have left Leicester with a squad.
Yeah,
she's left
her
with a perfect squad. Like, so she needs to come in and just manage it. So I think they've just got too much strength. But it was close last season. Arsenal will always be there or thereabouts. But right now, I think they need to maybe bring in another couple of players. But I think right now Chelsea are looking squad-wise. But I mean,
I'm just thinking Bunny Shaw and Viviane Miedema.
Oh yeah,
and Viv, to be fair, in her last game for Arsenal there, which was probably our first best performance since like COVID, you know, and then obviously it was the injuries and whatever like that. But I'm like, there's something about this side. And also, I think Gareth Taylor's a good manager, but it's the squad depth there.
Yeah. But look at the Chelsea front line too. Yeah. So you've got Ramirez up front. Mm. You've now got Baltimore that's came in.
She's a player.
So let's Sam Kerr coming back.
Yeah, true. So let's flip it then. Uh-huh. Who do we think defensively will be better? Because both those teams are going to score goals, surely. So who do we think defensively is going to keep teams out, keep clean sheets?
I don't know. I feel Chelsea can sometimes be a hit or miss. I mean, Carter's gone now. She started every game then for Emma Hayes.
They score a lot, but they concede a few as well.
Millie Bright, she struggled with her fitness last season.
So this is a clean slate for her. Obviously, last season is just not what she wanted. Yeah, she really struggled with injury, but hopefully now she's had time to recover and she'll be looking to make amends and crack on this season. But yeah, I'm just going to stand by Chelsea. Standing by Chelsea.
I'm going to go with Crystal Palace.
You're going for it?
I would love
I feel
to
like
see
your,
them.
Your heart you is had. Willing. Yeah.
Show them Whisper Night.
Yeah, though I couldn't afford that. No, I they're not going to win the league probably, but I would love to see them smash it.
By the way, credit to them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I mean.
Got their heads down.
Yeah.
Invested well, recruited
taking
well.
Taking them seriously from what I've heard, like supporting them. Obviously, I'm a Palace fan, so I just want to see them and the men's teams. What do we think about Man United? Because they're a team that I think could go up and up and up, and they're facing these constant hurdles of off-the-pitch stuff and then not quite hitting their targets on the pitch.
I think it sums up what's happened right now. You've got Mary Earps has left.
Yeah.
You've got Katie Zellum's left.
Yeah.
Obviously, Russo went during the season last year. They're lucky Ella Toon signed. Lucky she's a home bird, probably. So you're losing big players like that.
By the way.
Is that not just saying enough?
Yeah, I think there's something good. But it's just the whole training ground.
Exactly like that.
And,
they don't value them. So they're never going to be up there when that's how they're treating them. At least the likes of Arsenal. All their games at the Emirates, and they're pretty much selling them out.
Yeah.
That is a club that's got ambition, and a club that was wanting to like value their women's team. They want to be one. So,
and you've got teams like Tottenham. Obviously, the FA Cup final last year was a bit like one-sided in the end, but they are creeping up on clubs like that.
On that, I think if Tottenham can start the season well, I think you could see them finishing fourth.
Yeah. I think they'd be good. I think they've got something in them.
Yeah.
And Liverpool, who were outstanding last season.
They were so good last season.
And Villa, you want to see them do a bit better.
They should do a bit more.
You know, they could kick on a little bit. But
and then are we a bit worried about your West Hams? How are they?
Yeah, but that's what I'd actually like to see. We're just saying about Palace coming up. I think they'll it'll be really different. It'll
so
be a real
eye
opener for them playing WSL to Championship. Yeah. But I'd like to see them hang on in there, and teams like West Ham maybe only nothing to do with the players, just because of how the club is run now. I think maybe that's the reason. Teams like that, just we've said it before, just do one. If you're not investing, get to.
Yeah.
Simple. Simple.
No, it is.
I'd be concerned for West Ham.
And what about Brighton?
I think they'll be all right. I think they'll be okay. And they've lost a couple of players, haven't they? But Brighton can always hang on, I feel.
Yeah.
Brighton can hang on. It's like West Ham's. If they hadn't got the win over Arsenal last season, which was mental.
Yeah.
You know,
so who do we think is going to be down there in the dogfight, in the relegation?
Probably West Ham.
West Ham.
And
Palace.
What about Leicester?
Leicester's still
They'll do all right, will they?
I think it could be something like that, West Ham.
Palace,
Leicester. Is it one goes down this
year? I don't know anymore.
Will they change that though?
Yeah, there's rumours every year of it changing. And
so
obviously
it's two up.
Newly owned now by the takeover. Yeah. And in theory, they could do whatever they want. They could do three up, three down. Obviously, I don't think they would.
But they do need to grow the league, don't
they? Yeah, maybe it'll be like a two up, one down. They've been talking about that for the past few seasons.
That'd be nice. It'd be good to
just
get
more
games.
Numbers.
Feels like there's just still not enough fixtures.
Yeah.
But then it's the balance of you get people saying they need longer breaks. It's hard when you've got the same people, same countries, always qualifying for national tournaments or whatever.
Exhausted.
So it's like try to get the balance, and then it's like they've got a lot, and then some other people only have like 20 games a season, 22 games a season. But
also, just on that, like if we are talking about the Championship getting to a place where there are big clubs in there, it's competitive, there's investment, and then you just take the best three or two and put them up to the WSL, you're kind of starting again. Yeah, you do need two stronger leagues, so it's like you don't really want to rush that. Because ideally, you need three or four leagues.
Yeah, but if you look at even the men's game with the Prem and the Champ, sometimes you get teams come up and some of them go straight back down.
Yeah,
but it doesn't take away from the fact that the Championship is an incredible league.
It is getting there.
And it's relentless, and it's hard work. It doesn't take away from that. But I do think if you can see, like, say, Forest where to go up and whatever like that in time, you're building such an amazing league there.
Yeah,
you
in
know,
10 years, it'll be crazy. Like, Wolves, Forest.
I don't want to wish away time.
No, I know.
But I want to see what it's like in 10 years.
But look at how the game's gone from when the WSL first started, like, what's it, 11, 12 years ago nearly now, to now. It's mental. Even if you look at, I know it's different throughout teams, the salaries, the players, the investment, just
the
like
disparity.
The stuff we've got, honestly. So the game's only gone one way.
Yeah.
But this was a very serious chat at the end.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Should I get my
Get your
up?
Tits out then?
Do it. Yeah.
Which camera, Jack? Okay, so that's our predictions for the WSL season ahead. Thank you so much to our expert panel for coming on. Siobhan, thank you. And Rusha, your input as well. Don't forget to
like and subscribe and leave a comment, please.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.